Now, when we come down here to verse 7, we return back to the subject of this section. God is love, and little children going to love each other. Now, notice what he says in verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Now, this is a very wonderful section, by the way. Beloved, let us love one another. Why? For love is of God. Now, let's be very careful here what we're talking about. Having given a warning against false teachers who are not to be loved, let's be clear on that. Certain false teachers, I don't pray for them. I'm not giving any pious platitude today about, oh, I'll pray for them. I'm not praying for them. They're the children of the devil. I'm not praying for them. I'm praying for God's people and God's children. And I'm praying for the lost sinner that's going to turn to Christ and will turn to Christ if I can just get the word to him. So, having given a warning here against these false teachers, and they're not to be loved, he returns now to the theme of this section. Believers are to love one another. And now let's be careful. What are you talking about when you say love? Well, I've dealt with this before. The word for love is not eros. It's not sex that we're talking about. This love he's talking about is agapao love. It's not sentimental. It's not sexual. And it's not social love that he's talking about. It's supernatural love. It's what the Holy Spirit can put in our hearts. And only the Spirit of God can make real to us the love of God. And then only the Spirit of God can enable us to extend that love to others. Now, the norm here, as he makes it clear, is the love of God. Verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Now, that's another test of whether you're a child of God. Really today. Now, I didn't ask you if you love your papa and your mama. I'm not asking you if you love your wife or your husband or your children or your kissing cousins. I'm not asking you that. But I am asking this. Do you love other believers? And maybe somebody's going to say, well, I could love some of them. Well, that's helpful. You're moving in the right direction. There's some of them are pretty unlovely, let me tell you. And I can say this, we can love them in the sense we could have a concern for them. And I think we can do that. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to put our arms around them. I don't think that's essential today. There's too much of that in Christian circles. And it's all right for Hollywood when they meet to greet each other with a kiss, but we're told to greet each other with a holy kiss, and that's a little different kind of a kiss, by the way, and I don't see very much of the holy kissing going on. But the way you can show your love is your concern for others that is going to result in help. Now, he gives another definition of God here. God is love, verse 8. We've already had the definition before, God is light. Now we've come to this second major division. We haven't just come to it. We've been in it ever since we were way back yonder in chapter 2. But now we're in this section here where we're given the definition. God is love. And that's the norm of love. God is love. And in this was manifested the love of God toward us. Now, he gives an illustration of it, as Paul does. You say, how does God love me? Well, you won't find that love in nature. You find a bloody tooth and a sharp claw. And that's what nature reveals today. But you will find the love of God at Calvary. You'll find the love of God manifested how? Verse 9, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, that God sent his only Son, his only begotten Son, into the world that we might live through him. Now, God has proven his love. And as Paul says, he laid down his life for us. That's the proof of it. And For a righteous man, some might even dare to lay down their life. Well, I don't know whether you could get anybody to lay down your life for you today. I think I'd have a little problem there. But God has proven his love. He gave his son to die for you. And he gave him to die for you, not after you won a Sunday school bar for attending Sunday school, not missing a Sunday, for about 5 years. God loved us when we were yet sinners, while we were without strength, while we were lost, while we were absolutely unlovely. God loved us. And the explanation is found in him and not found in us, because we are not lovely, friends. And some of us don't seem to ever get very lovely, by the way. Now, I see I've come to the end of our program again today, and we'll pick right up there next time. So until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.